Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to TryMeowGreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to TryMeowGreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You can learn a lot about someone, not just by what they say, but you know how they say it and why they say it. In the Karen Reed case, prosecutors are digging deep into behavior, encrypted messaging, secret calls, selectively leaked evidence, and a controversial alliance with a blogger known for online warfare, basically. Their argument? That this was a strategic, calculated attempt to pressure witnesses and shape the narrative outside of the courtroom. But when you strip away the headlines, what does the behavior actually tell us? Is this the panic of an innocent person backed into a corner? fighting for their life, doing whatever they think they need to do? Or are these calculated moves of someone trying to outmaneuver justice, thinking they're smarter than the rest of the room? Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, with us. Robin, based on what you've seen so far in all of this, do the alleged actions of Karen Reed suggest consciousness of guilt, or just someone who thinks she's smarter than the system?
Yeah, I never get a sense of whether it indicates guilt or innocence in this case, just because it's really complicated in the sense of no one remembers anything.
Yeah, all involved.
But I think the greatest thing it shows us is her. You know, this is a life pattern of how she deals with problems, how she deals with life in general. She deals with it with a lot of attempt of control, a lot of chaos, a lot of unhealthy relationships, and a lot of noise around her. And so it's very hard for individuals to kind of have and set for themselves a clear path forward to solve problems when you're creating half the problems for yourself. You know, she has this inability, as we've said numerous times, to have a loving critic in her life. Now, granted, I thought about that really hard too. Loving critics are these people that kind of gives us this objectivity so that before we write something down and mail it or say something and it's broadcast out on a Netflix show or something, that they're there for us, that care deeply about us, that aren't tied to the outcome. And so she may have those things and people in her life, but the problem is her ego is getting in the way of her listening to any advice and guidance from anyone, if they're even offering it, because she's clearly indicating what she thinks is right and everyone else is wrong. And I think just from the string of texts that we've seen from her and people involved in the case beforehand and now, it's very congruent. This is just how she lives and who she is. And it doesn't bode well for someone who's trying to inspire people to trust her, because these are not the behaviors of trust.
No, it's not. I feel like at this point, it's not even an argument of, did she kill him? Did she hit him? Was this intentional? It's like, this is like a whole other case now that it's become of, did she try to influence people to not testify or to scare them or to just get her way in some way, shape, or form, or punish them in some way, shape, or form, including their family members and people who had absolutely nothing to do, even if you believe the theory of that he was beat up in the house. We're talking kids and people. It's nuts.
Right.
And the fact that we're there, it doesn't bode well for the rest of the case, because it really shows this is kind of a manipulative person, a person who's doesn't seem to have a whole lot of empathy or ability to feel empathy. This is just my conjecture based on what she demonstrated on television. And then you could start going down the road of, well, if she did hit him, you know, would she show any guilt? Would she show any sort of remorse? Because clearly she doesn't seem to show it, even when she does seem to recognize in some parts of that documentary, what if I did? Because she goes down that road quite a bit too, but then bounces to, well, then my attorney told me this. Well, your attorney wasn't in the car with you that day, and your initial reactions were, did I? Real differences of opinions there between her initial reaction and then when the attorneys get involved.
Yeah, and all these incongruent behaviors and bouncing back and forth again erodes trust, and as we've said, unfortunately, it destroys her likability. And now likability is not admissible in court.
No,
you know, and that's not what the jury should be deciding on, guilt or innocence. But I'm afraid. Now, granted, I like the judge in this case so far, and hopefully the jury instructions are very, very clear, and hopefully the jury is very objective and not subjective, but we're all human beings and so are juries, because I'm hoping that this doesn't come down to a trial of likability or dislikability, because then justice won't really be served. But again, because of the challenges we have with evidence and possible police tampering with it or not well handling of it, and Proctor was fired. I mean, there's so much. Can you imagine if there wasn't what was going on the prosecution side when it came to Proctor and the investigation, what this case would be?
Yeah. If they just simply did not go down the road of they beat him up in the house and just let it ride with that, be done. Right. But they decided it's like less is more sometimes. And they went with more. a lot more, a ton more. And that more totally convoluted this case. It made it insane. It divided a community. And then if what we're looking at here, other crimes may have been committed on top of ones that maybe she did or did not do. But over here, you are very likely committing crimes after the fact if charges are brought, because it certainly does look a lot like collusion with that with the blogger. What do you think is going on here? Just your own personal opinion when you try to identify, is this something where, do you think Karen realized the ramifications for her actions when she started getting involved, communicating directly with the blogger? Even though her attorney said have an intermediary, and eventually she's like, well, it's easier doing it this way. It's kind of what she presented on the doc. What do you think of that? Do you think that she was intentionally knowing that this is going to get really bad for a lot of people, or she just fighting for her life, as some will argue, and you'll do anything you need if you're fighting for your life? So that's, she was backed into a corner. So this stuff is justified.
It's funny you use that word intentional and planning and things like that when describing, or when we're asking these questions about Karen Reed. I don't think she does any of those things. I mean, her impulsivity seems to be extremely high. I just think she's a reactive, impulsive person, and she's got a lifetime of reps of using her skill sets that she has in life to control situations, control people, control narratives, because this is who she is. Mm-hmm. This is just, I do not think she's done anything that she doesn't otherwise do in every other aspect of her life. That's most likely, again, doing, putting my conjecture hat on, put myself in the place of the people inside the house that night, that looks like they didn't really like her. And so they saw an opportunity to pile on her because they didn't like her. And we're in the mess we are now because they piled on when they shouldn't have piled on, obviously, because they're supposed to be investigating. But I don't think a lot of this is necessarily, again, I don't like, you know, the word premeditated is not right or wrong in this, because I don't think she premeditates anything. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a conscious choice, but I think their choices are made so fast and she just reacts to them that she does all these things we're seeing. It's just kind of ridiculous.
And the problem with it is it wasn't just I'm talking with this blogger and he's pro me, so I'm going to be about that. Then she starts seeing what he's doing and the actions that he's taking out there with the harassment of people, just the insane behavior that a normal, healthy human being would not exercise or be a part of. And she continues to basically feed that with, as in her own words, almost daily communication, 5 to 6 days a week for several hours on end. And was, now we're seeing in some of these messages back and forth where she's like, this is not for public consumption yet, but you can see it, Mr. Blogger. And then, you know, immediately, ooh, look, the leak comes out over here about this. Or not even leak, sometimes it's just flat out doxing human beings with their home information and personal information that shouldn't be out there by a maniac with a microphone and still continuing to do it and never saying, no, this is too much. This is not appropriate. I'm glad you're pro me, but it's like she doesn't have the brakes there or the wherewithal to say there's a line we don't cross here. And I'm surprised her attorneys didn't either.
Well, everyone's feeding each other's own self. I mean, Literally this self-centered group of people, and they're not centered on each other. They're centered on their own actions. They're centered on their own notoriety. They're all living inside their own echo chambers. And so since there are a huge contingent of pro-Karen people out there, that's all they're listening to. Mm-hmm. And so they're only feeding their audience. Remember, laws of human nature, Robert Greene, we only consume information that validates our own self-opinion. And if you got a network of people out there that are validating your self-opinion and they want more, well, then you're going to keep providing more of that self-opinion. And since you're not listening to anyone objective on this entire thing on the other side or naysayers or anything else, and then when you shout them down or dox them or anything else, you think you're righteous because your people, your group, your social networking group is saying that you're on the righteous side. But again, the only thing they're doing is serving themselves. You know, a question sometimes comes up about, you know, Karen Reed, was she just trying to uncover and be a social justice warrior against the police department? So let's look at the data.
Yeah.
Give me another example in her life where she actually was a social justice warrior acting on behalf of someone else.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, you never have to form an opinion and take a side. You just look at people's life arcs, and life arcs will tell you the answer.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know, and that's why behavior assessment's so fun. It's also so simple.
Yeah.
You just sit back, let go of your own conjecture, let go of your own opinion, and let the person's behavior tell you what the answer is. You know, because that's how we know. You know, like when we do all these cases, it's just taking a step back and looks and just saying, all right, you say this. Well, let's look at not just this moment in time, this 5 minute, 10 minute, there's this tragic night. And let's look at every night prior to that. What did the individual do throughout the course of their life and history? Does this stand out, or is it kind of congruent with that behavior? So if someone claims they're about something, all right, I'm a social justice warrior, I'm just trying to expose corruption inside the police department. Great. Show me. Show me your benevolence you've had throughout your entire life. You know, the things you've done, you know, emails. It doesn't have to be actions. Just show me your postings on social media, how you've done this and how you fought against this. And this, you've seen this as your great opportunity that's come to a head. It's an escalation. But if there's no escalation, well, it erodes credibility at that point, too, because it's just one more thing that says, I don't trust that.
Yeah.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's TRYMEOW. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens. Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.